This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. In their first weekend session in 37 years, British lawmakers in Parliament debated whether to accept Prime Minister Boris Johnson's proposed new divorce deal with the European Union. Johnson says his deal will help to bridge the divide in Britain.
It is now so urgent for us to move on and to build a new relationship with our friends in the EU on the basis of a new deal, a deal that can heal the rift in British politics.
As Johnson tries to win majority support, opposition Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn says the latest Brexit deal is bad for Britain.
This deal is not good for jobs, damaging for our industry, and a threat to our environment and our natural world. It's not a good deal for our country, and future generations will feel the impact. It should be voted down today by this House.
British and EU law expert Joel Grogan says the outcome of the vote on the new agreement could fall either way.
In terms of a gamble, we're coming down to a single-digit difference between those in the House of Commons which will vote in favour of the withdrawal agreement and those who will be opposed to it. It will come down to maybe one, two, or even three MPs. That will be the difference.
Britain is expected to leave the EU on October 31st. Syrian Kurdish-led forces and Turkey are exchanging blame for fighting that has rattled a U.S.-brokered ceasefire in northeastern Syria. The Kurds are appealing to U.S. Vice President Mike Pence to enforce the deal. The Syrian Democratic Forces say Turkey has failed to abide by the deal, refusing to lift the siege of a key border town. Turkey's defense ministry says it is completely abiding by the accord. For more news, go to voanews.com. This is VOA News.